brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, let's go to your phone calls. Bill in Connecticut. You're up first, brother. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. This whole thing with the pat-downs at the airports.
It's martial law in slow motion.
I believe that it's a way to bring in biometric cards because they know that the people will resist this type of...
Oh, no, they've already said that. They're going to now give you a biometric card but grope on top of that, just not hands in the pants if you have the biometric federal card.
Now, I have... I listened to... on C-SPAN last week, John McCain was complaining about the pat-downs to Janet Napolitano. And in it, she talks about bringing out these biometric cards.
Oh, she said that, and you're going to have a job, work. They already make the unions do it to get health care. You'll go through a terror database. There'll be a no-gun buy on it because it's now a security assessment, and that's how outside of law... No, in fact, that was announced last week. You're absolutely correct.
Now, I have a clip. Would you like to hear it? It's real quick. And I think
sure, I saw it in the AP, but go ahead and play the clip.
Okay.
I understand them as well, and I receive them as well. Three things. One, we are investing in research and technology. The research cycle is not an immediate cycle, but we are investing, working with national labs and others on better technology. Two, I've asked, and TSA is moving to a more risk-based approach to how we screen. Part of that will lead to what my third point is, which is we want to enlarge trusted traveler-type programs where we have a biometric card, people have it, they can go through sort of what we use for pilots now anyway, and we're looking for ways to scale that up.
All right, and by the way, that's always been the plan since Ridge announced it almost 9 years ago, and I put that in my films for folks that are doubting. They're going to keep all of it. You're going to get the card, and then they're going to have groping on top of it, just so you know.
Now, one other clip that I took off the 60 Minutes interview with Tom Drake, who's being prosecuted under the Espionage Act, where basically 60 Minutes just reported that warrantless wiretapping is okay, and that the order came directly from the White House.
And anybody that reports a leak exposing criminal activity of government is going to be charged with espionage. Espionage is now reporting on the fact that they're criminals.
Right. Mm-hmm. Would you like to hear this clip real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
As his frustration grew, Drake says that he was shocked to learn about something else that was happening at the agency post-9/11. He learned of a top-secret NSA program that became known as warrantless wiretapping. It was no longer necessary to follow the law. It was Pandora's box had been opened up. On orders from the White House, the NSA was listening in on people in the United States without a warrant from a judge. And this is where I began to have grave concerns about the decisions that were made to bypass the Constitution willfully and openly as a result of 9/11. I took my grave concerns up with the General Counsel at NSA.
And now he gets to go to prison. You don't expose their felonies. Yeah, no, folks, I don't just say these are criminals. And see, a lot of state reps are waking up to this now going, what? You just groped my 3-year-old daughter? And they're like, shut up. Look, folks, these are hot criminals. This isn't some cold tyranny. These are sickening, dangerous scum. And I hope everybody realizes we're all in deep trouble, cops, military, all of us together, if we don't just say no. No, my good state said unanimously no, and the feds said, we'll blockade you. And the cowardly Senate then had an accident in their pants. Anything else, sir?
One last thing. If anyone... is open for probable cause or due cause for search and seizure, it's the globalists posing as United States citizens.
Absolutely. No, these are criminal offshore crime mafia that have gotten control of our government. It's called international tyranny. Very well said, Bill. Excellent call. Paul, James, Mr. Abbott, Tim, you're all coming up. Ah!
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize that Franklin Delano Roosevelt tried to implement the entire socialist program upon America, but alert congressmen stopped him in his tracks? And yet over 22,000 of the laws that he got passed are still on the books, even though the Supreme Court said that they were null and void and should not be used today. We'd like to help you understand how these things are going to affect you and yours in the near future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call. Call now. It's a free one-year subscription.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to your phone calls. You just joined me. It is the 25th day of May, 2011. And it is 1:08 Central Standard Time and 20 seconds. Now, it'll take me 5-10 minutes... to get my crew all loaded up with cameras and equipment in about an hour. But by 2:30, I should have found a parking space around there and made my way to one of the entrances of the Capitol. And then I'll go through the new security that they put in, because anytime anything happens, they got to add more security. They said because of Dominique Strauss-Kahn, New York, trying to pass a law that all women and men that work in hotels or any other service thing have to wear an emergency button to the cops because all men are rapists. I mean, it's guilty until proven innocent. And I guess if there's ever a car wreck on a highway, close the highway forever. Or if there's ever a tornado in an area, don't let you ever build there again. That's what FEMA already does. Oh, there's a flood here every 100 years on average. You can't build. You have to buy your insurance from the feds now, the FEMA insurance. I mean, again, it's power grabs. Has nothing to do with your safety. Now, we're going to go down there. We're going to talk to those Texas state senators. Calling on everybody. And on your way, call at least one radio or TV station. Tell them to come out. And it's important. This is big. I talked to the state rep as we went to break. You heard him on at the beginning of the last hour, Representative David Simpson, District 7. And this is the last day of the session. They'll be going probably till midnight. They'll probably announce a new session. So we need to make a big deal that going into the new session, if they don't pass it today, and he said he was going back on the floor. He's on the floor right now. repudiating the lies, and he said this is the line in the sand, the gauntlet's been thrown down, his family's been groped, Miss America, they went in the pants and grabbed the genitals with those filthy gloves they don't change, they make you take your shoes off, walk through all the athlete's foot. Folks, I only got a few cases of athlete's foot in playing football, and I got a few cases on swim team. I was on swim team until I was about 14, and I hate it. The only time I ever got it was in places where people were walking around on wet floors. I didn't have it all the way through, because when I worked out at gyms, I would go home and take a shower. I didn't like being in the showers. You know, I like to go home. And now, though, when I fly, every time, even though I change socks twice a day, I like to take two showers. I mean, I'm a clean freak. I like to scrub with soap all over. I enjoy it. And I get athlete's foot all the time now, and it's every time I walk through LAX or whatever, I have to walk through where 5,000 people walk through, some filthy floor with every horrible bacteria and fungus you can imagine, and I put my shoes back on. I'm on a 4 or 5 hour flight, drive home, take my shoes off, and if I don't take a shower that night, because it's midnight and I'm exhausted, and I get in bed with my feet, I have athlete's foot the next morning. So now, even if I get home at 2 in the morning sometimes from a flight, because I like to not be gone long, so I'll end up leaving, you know, late at night, coming back a few days later late at night so I can have the next day on air. I've got it. Doesn't matter if I get home at 2 o'clock in the morning, my wife will be like, what are you doing? I'm like, I got to take a bath. I got to take a shower. I got Desinex putting it in my shoes. Side issue. The point here is that it's unsanitary, it's evil, it's wrong, and it's got to stop. And, hey, they threatened to sue in Denver over violating state law, body scanning people under 18 is child porn, and they had to stop that. They're going to, you heard the state rep, they're going to put them in on highways, roads, proms, TSA is going to be everywhere, and they don't care. They don't have a law. They don't have a jurisdiction. They're lawless. And I just had the idea instantly on air, late in the last third of the last hour, that we're trying to call the main number, the Senate number, 512-463-0350, and it just goes to voicemail. That's because a lot of folks are calling, but regardless, you know, it's not enough to call these people. And when you go, it's your house, it's your capital. Be proud of yourself, because it's all about this culture of intimidation. And when government intimidates you and cops act weird and bug their eyes out at you, they start thinking it's their right to do it because you cower. You ever had employees where over time or children or anything else for that matter, or a girlfriend or a boyfriend, where you're too nice and then the roles get all scrambled and then pretty soon, no matter what you do, they're not happy? Well, it's that way with government. And when you grovel to them, when you bow down to them, you become a third world country. You become a North Korea. You become a Mexico. And Texas has never bowed to this type of tyranny, and we're not going to bow now. And Texans have run, after the Civil War, two governments, northern installed governments. It's one of the main reasons Reconstruction ended a decade later, out of that building right down the street from me. Now, we're not going down there to run them out, because that's not a northern installed government. We have the globalist banker-controlled corporate District of Columbia coming into our good Texas legislature. Of the legislatures out there, they're one of the best. You ought to read that constitution Texas has got. It's better than the federal one. And they unanimously voted. I have the unanimous vote here, 138-0, in three votes to tell the feds, we're going to enforce existing law and we're going to arrest you, order the state police to arrest you if you stick your hands down people's pants without probable cause, if you grub them. And the other way to go after them is violating state and federal law and radiology. They're admittedly violating that. There's more than one way to skin a cat. So we'll move in that direction as well. It's resistance is victory, continuing to resist, continuing to speak out, to say no, 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 no. So it's a good capital. It's good people. Okay, you need to have that psychology. These are people that voted unanimously. The Senate was reportedly, 2 days ago, they had the media had polled the 30-something members. What do we have, 28, 30, I forget. Look up number of Texas state senators, I forget. And they were unanimous vote. Well, the feds came in and they said, we're going to blockade. Well, shut down the air travel. Come on. The pilots said last year, we're not going to fly anymore if this continues. Their union did. They said, okay, we're not going to stick our hands down your pants. Call their bluff. Call their bluff. Call their bluff. Call their bluff. And they said, well, you can't trust pilots. They might be crazy. How is having somebody sticking the hand down their pants going to prove that? How is groping a stewardess going to do that? How do you protect from the TSA people? Nobody's safe. Nothing's safe in this world. Not driving your car, not living in Kansas or Texas with tornadoes, not swimming in a swimming pool, not plugging in your coffee maker and the floor's wet and you get electrocuted. But the greatest danger that we can avoid is tyranny. Government's the number one killer and enslaver and thief in history. Study history. They're the threat, and we know this threat is mounting, this humiliating threat. So go down to our state house we own and go in there and say, direct me to the state senate offices. And you go in and at least go to five of those senators' offices. How many state senators we got? 31. I got it right. I said 31, 32, whatever. Point is, let's go to, who's up next here, John? Paul in Michigan. Paul, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say to all you people in Texas from Michigan, my family, my friends support you. Tell TSA no, and hopefully your courage will rub off on the sorry senators we have here, and maybe we can abolish these people all together. Just keep leading the fight, Texas, and kick some butt. That's all I can say.
Well, God bless you, Paul. I appreciate your call. And again, today, nowadays, it is courage because government bugs their eyes out at you and wants to, you know, treat you like scum. The bureaucracy does. The reps are pretty good in a lot of cases. I know a lot of them. A lot of them are listeners. I run into them in restaurants, on the street. We need to realize that they unanimously are sane and stood up to this criminal-fed mafia government. But it's not courage. It's duty. And it's blind courage to let this tyranny come in. Listen, it's the opposite of courage here. I'm going to tell you something. If I see a car coming towards me, I'm going to jump out of the way. That's not... what we're doing is trying to stop this evil. It's the opposite of courage. We understand how dangerous this is. This is self-preservation, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't courage. I'm not disagreeing with you, Paul. At the end of the day, to be at the front of the spear on this would seem to be courage, but it's not. It's a lie. It's an illusion. Going along with tyranny will keep you safe for a little while. But in the end, it leads to total enslavement, and I will not submit to the tyranny. James in New Jersey, you're on the air. Hello, James. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you very much for taking my call. I just want to tell everybody in Texas, you know, just like you've been saying, they need to exercise the right to go down there and peacefully assemble and protest this, because this is essentially a declaration of war by the federal government.
Well, they also trained us to protest that we're going to talk to our peers. We're going to talk to our servants. Okay, so it's not even protesting so much. Go ahead.
Definitely. And, you know, if they want to shut down the airports over Texas, and the people need to tell the Senate, then that's fine. Shut down. There will be no planes flying over here because, you know what, that privilege of flying and that nice convenience, it's not worth losing the liberty of the Constitution, which this country is founded on.
The point is they'll back off. What did the British do? In fact, if you study it, in the first few years before 1776, they would embargo a town as punishment. Our forefathers let them shut down towns, shut down ports in some cases for years. I mean, the tyrants act the same way. People say, we're sick of you stopping us without warrants and searching our wagons, coming in our houses, searching us at public places. We're done. It wasn't just the stamp on everything that you own so they could tax it. It was that they were coming in to inspect it. Just like they say now, we don't need warrants for home inspections. We don't need warrants to inspect your farm because we say so.
Right. And people have to understand, you know, they don't have another 15, 20 years. I mean, I've personally known about all this stuff for over 10 years, ever since I was a young man.
Oh, they're getting ready to start World War III right now. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I would just like to say, you know, everybody, you know, Obama is going to be reelected in 2012 because that's the way they set it up. And like I said, you don't have another 5-6 years because by the end of 2016, when he's out of office, I mean, assuming that he does leave, we will not have what we consider America, even today at this point. It's going to be so much worse with the Fed and the TSA.
They've already imploded everything. Our economy is walking zombie. They admit it's a zombie. They now call the economy a zombie. Everything is being siphoned off to the offshore crime cartel to make us bankrupt so they can come back and loan us our own money at loan-sharking interest. I mean, look, it shows how far we've fallen that it is seen as something brave and great to go tell the senators, hey, do what the House did, vote unanimously, stand up to the feds, call them on their bluff. okay? I mean, it's for their children, too. Just, we're going to talk to our servants. I'm leaving here in 40 minutes. Join me down there now.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about a product the drug companies don't want you to know about. It's called OsteoK. OsteoK is an osteoporosis supplement shown to decrease fractures 87% without any of the dangerous side effects of medications. Calcium and vitamin D only decrease fractures by 16%. OsteoK decreases fractures an astounding 87%. Friends, osteoporosis is a deadly disease. Research shows the most effective approach for protecting your bones is not a drug at all. It's OsteoK, manufactured entirely in America. OsteoK is available without a prescription and comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. Don't wait until it's too late, because if you have osteoporosis and fracture a hip, you have a 20% chance of dying within a year. I urge you to take charge of your health today. I cannot recommend this breakthrough product enough. Go to www.nbihealth.com or call 800-624-1416 right now. That's 800-624-1416. Start taking OsteoK. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed, while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Okay, I want to go back to your calls ahead of Cynthia McKinney joining us from Tripoli under bombardment by globalist forces who have hijacked this nation and will soon take over theirs if they continue. They have their Al-Qaeda rebels overtaking Arab nations everywhere, openly telling us now that Al-Qaeda is good. I don't agree with that, but again, I'm the bad man. I hearken back to 2007 and our intel from Bilderberg Group. In the meetings, the elitists openly said, we've got to destroy the economy now because we want to make people so poor they can't afford to be out there protesting us. They actually said that. How do all the people have money to travel here from around the world and protest us? And see, that's the instinct of a sharecrop owner with his slaves or a slave master is to keep you down. They don't like middle class, uppity people who won't step and fetch when they say. And that's why they're destroying our economy. Right now, let's go to Mr. Abbott in Illinois. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
All right. Long time listener. I actually woke up at 12 years old. I'm now 24 with two children, happily married, and really an entrepreneur in many ways in many different industries. My family and I own and operate a business that has to do with the agriculture industry. I want to be very vague due to confidentiality, and we're on live. But anyhow, we experienced many, many moves. We've been eliminating many products since they cannot be produced. We've experienced many losses. However, we are surviving, and we are an ethnic, family-owned, operated company going into the mainstream market, serving Walmart, Costco, and it's really getting tough. I'm also getting in touch with Ali from We Are Change in Chicago. As you notice, our political industry is really corrupt, and as you see, the concept of our campaigns, I believe, is very wrong. Because you have thousands of candidates around the U.S. on a local, county, and state and federal levels, yet everybody's on a different page. Why can't we have one campaign, thousands of candidates on the same page, whether it be the...
Well, that's happening. That's happening, and I appreciate your call. What's happening is, that's why Bilderberg Group, 3 years running, is so scared of Ron Paul. Not that he would win his first presidential run or even his second, that it's creating a libertarian anti-New World Order movement that identifies the puppet masters, not the puppets. That's what Brzezinski talked about last year at the CFR in video, that the elite is in trouble. Look, they're in trouble. We are identifying them. The liberty movement is exploding. The Republicans tried to co-opt the Tea Party. We're co-opting them instead. It's on. Let's go to Richard in Canada. Richard in Canada, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? I applaud you for your initiative today. That's great. I called actually your Texas State House, told them that I would like to come visit Texas because it seems like a nice place, but I don't want to do it if I have to get my crotch grabbed.
And what did they say?
Well, no, it was just the recording. It was just the recording. But, speaking of police state, eugenics is alive and well in Canada. I didn't know this before, but apparently they will forcibly sterilize people who they feel are mentally retarded, or however the politically correct phrase is. Because I'll tell you the story. My girlfriend, she's take the bus early in the morning to get to work, and there was always this one girl who would always come and talk to her, but she'd always, she had a full-time job. She, I don't know, and then one day she basically told her that she what happened to her, and she was sore, and because they forcibly sterilized her. My girlfriend asked her, you didn't want to.
Yeah, and they start with seriously retarded people, then they mildly, and then next, single family people have their kids sterilized, and that went on over 500,000 women in the United States up until the 1980s, and it still quietly goes on. They also, in Canada, in the last few years it came out in major papers, sterilized completely healthy, happy Native American boys and girls in orphanages. They take them out. That's in your news. And the government goes, yep, we're liberals and we're going to sterilize them engines. See, as long as you say you're liberal and then go out and sterilize and try to force minorities to have abortions, then it's, ooh, that's trendy. Kill them brown people. Make sure they don't ever have kids. Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, exactly. So I was going to do a little expose on it. I'm trying to find as much info. Do you remember what publications that was in, Al?
Oh, it's been all over. The National Post, Ottawa Citizen. Just type in Native children sterilized at state-funded orphanage or bodies of killed Natives found. They just dug up a bunch of killed in the 80s. They actually kill them, too. Living, walking around people. They dug up a bunch of dead bodies. It's pretty horrible. Also, they would take babies they would have, get rid of them that way, especially if it was the people running the orphanage that got them pregnant. Why have an abortion? We can just kill the baby after it's born. Yeah, that's been all over your news, sir. All over it. I've probably seen, 8, 9, 10, 11 news articles last few years. But it's kind of like, should we be sterilizing there? The children. After all, they're natives. After all, it's liberal. Margaret Sanger.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, folks, here's the deal. I had State Representative David Simpson, who helped author the bill and was the main leader on the unanimously passed bill to enforce the law and not let TSA stick their hands on the outside and inside of men, women, and children's pants and grab their genitals. And when he left us, I talked to him during the break. He said, yeah, we've still got till like, you know, later tonight, it's the last day of the session, or the last day for this bill to be able to get through. There may be a day or two left, but a lot's happened. The point is we need to get down there today. We need to go to the Capitol, Texas Capitol. Did you know this? It's normal. You go and you talk to your state senators, not the House members. They unanimously voted to do the right thing. You can go pat them on the back if you want, but what needs to be done first is there's only 31 of these senators, and you need to go to every one of their offices. And you can also go in the gallery and, you know, watch the whole thing in session and let these folks know that in their offices that you do not like what's happening. So that's what we're dealing with right now. And I've already got Rob Jacobson down there. He sees a few people. Obviously, I just called for this an hour ago. I'm going to leave here at about 2:10 Central, and I'll be down there in part by 2:30, 2:40 or so. The point is, this, I'll be in there. You'll see me. But the point is, it's for you as a citizen to go talk. It's not even a demonstration or a rally. Later, if folks want to congregate, you know, on the South Lawn or something. Media needs to be there. You know, I guess we could do that at 4 o'clock or something. The point is, I've even got other stuff I got to do on top of this. We just need to go down there, talk to our senators, because they're just ignoring the phone calls, because they're getting so many phone calls right now, and say, look, it's illegal what the TSA is doing. They don't have a law to back it up. The state rep talked about that earlier. They're just brazenly doing it. We need to get down there. We need to go. I'm asking you to go. I don't do a lot of demonstrations or events. I've done it. I've been on international television, national TV, Nightline, you name it. I've spoken to rallies of 10,000 people, 2,000 people, 1,000. I don't just go around doing these events, because I realize that it's about talking to the senators. It's about informing people electronically through the media, but showing yourself on events like this, this is what it's all about. It's about the people showing that, you know, by their physical presence, that they are against what's happening. Now, joining us from Tripoli, Libya, under months and months of bombardment, British attack helicopters now being dispatched, U.S. and British forces advising admitted Taliban and al-Qaeda in the fight against Muammar Gaddafi. The attempted assassinations are ongoing, and they're not even calling them assassinations, even though they're admitted. The Russians are now calling for an immediate ceasefire in Libya, saying this is an attack, a humanitarian disaster. They now admit the rest of the Arab Springs are being funded by the CIA. That's now admitted. Google and others in Europe have just been praised for it. Former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney has been demonized because she has a lot of courage. She spoke up against DynCorp and Halliburton child kidnapping rings and got Rumsfeld to admit it. She fought against forced inoculations. She fought against the Patriot Act. She has a lot of courage, and she's a member of the Green Party. She's been awarded the Peace Through Conscience Award from the Munich American Peace Committee. And yesterday she appeared on state-run Libyan TV, and that's caused quite a hubbub here domestically, because she has the courage to go to that. We were talking to her yesterday on the phone with bombs going off in the background. Congresswoman, we appreciate you joining us.
Alex, it's been too long. I have wanted to come on your show for so long, but it's quite, you know, whenever we get together, it's wonderful. So thank you so much for having me on. And, you know, it's dark here now, and after the meeting of President and Cameron, we expect that there will be intense bombing tonight. We don't know that, but we expect that that's what is in store for us, more humanitarian intervention from NATO.
And Obama told Cameron no let-up on Gaddafi. Now, have you talked to Gaddafi? What have you witnessed? What are you seeing? We're seeing the images of civilian dead, burning buildings, and our media tells us 1984 style, this is not an assault, this is not an attack. This is humanitarian. They're sinking, what, 8 ships last week in the harbor, bombs going off everywhere, more bombs yesterday. What are you witnessing?
They're lying. The American people are being lied to, not only by the media, by their leaders. And this is becoming a humanitarian disaster. For example, I have an Italian woman here who did everything she could to purchase medicines, because they want to purchase medicines. And the government of Italy put a stop on the purchase by the Libyans of medicines for their people.
And that's a violation of the Geneva Convention. That is a serious war crime.
That's right. And then we have the situation with fuel for civilian use. They have effectively blockaded the harbor so that deliveries of benzene to fuel the cars is not permitted. And this is affecting the civilian population. So you will see what looks like a traffic jam. And actually, it's cars lined up, hundreds of cars lined up at the service station.
So they have Libya under siege. Tell us what it's like on the ground. Tell us what you're witnessing. Tell us what you said on Libyan television.
Well, basically, now here's the interesting thing, because these people, the Libyans, are undeterred. They seem to be unafraid. I was with a group of women. I wrote in the piece that I did, A Feast of Blood, about a woman whose mother is in Benghazi. And she can't, it's sort of like the situation with Hurricane Katrina, she can't get back to Benghazi because, you know, Benghazi is the stronghold of the rebels. Now, the interesting thing, what I've been told today, I haven't checked it out yet, but that there is a sort of active Israeli intervention in Benghazi, and that the Israelis are on the ground under contract, probably being paid to organize the NATO alliance of that consists of Libyans. But it's my understanding that these so-called rebels are not just Libyans. They are people from all over the region. These are not even mainly Libyans. These are Egyptians and Algerians. It's the
CIA secret al-Qaeda brigades from the 1980s. That's now been admitted.
Yes.
And there's U.S. and British commandos have been there since before it started. That's now confirmed. This is absolutely incredible. Why did you decide to go to Libya, former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney?
Well, I guess, you know, I'm accustomed to going into conflict zones, and I just could not accept that this was being done in my name. And, you know, there comes a point when you're fed up, you're tired, and you want to do as much as you can possibly do. And, of course, I come from the Catholic tradition that instructs us that we have an obligation, we have a responsibility to do as much as we are gifted to do. And so being here was my way of making a contribution. And sure enough, the fact that I was here when the most intense bombardment of Tripoli, this is Tripoli. I mean, can you imagine? I'm not talking about, you know, out in the farmland where you're just despoiling the agricultural land. I'm talking about Tripoli, a metropolitan area of 2 million people, and they're being hit with bombs. I mean, it is absolutely incredible.
And it's called humanitarian.
What that has to do with any kind of humanitarian intervention is beyond me. This is what we know the United States to be very good at, and particularly on the African continent. We've seen it over and over and over again. Individuals of wealth and resource who are able to pull the levers on U.S. military and diplomatic policy are able to arm a small group of people, give them the financial wherewithal to wreak havoc and terror on a population, and then all of a sudden, presto, abracadabra, you've got what is called in the media a civil war. Well, it's not a civil war. It's a group of people who've decided that they want something that particular area has. For example, in Sierra Leone, it was diamonds. And when the British sandline mercenaries went into the home of Fode Sanko, what did they find there? A letter from Maurice Templesman proposing to do business. So this is the kind of thing that motivates U.S. policy. And I am certain that at the end of an investigation, were we to have one, we would find that there are certain individuals involved in this, and they are able to dictate to the president, to Cameron, to Sarkozy, to all of the NATO allies, they are able to dictate them going to war.
Well, we know what it's about.
That's what this is about.
The al-Qaeda rebels have already set up their own bank. They've already set up their own oil company. And it's about handing over the trillions in oil, also the water. Say what you want about Muammar Gaddafi. He's built up an infrastructure. He's actually delivered to the people the government spoils. And it's become a major hub for all of Africa. And he's been developing Africa and moving towards an African currency and a loan program. He's got hundreds of billions in gold and other resources. And you can say what you want about Gaddafi, but bottom line, this is a takeover. You know, how can the neocon media call you a traitor for being over there reporting the truth when it's admitted that what Gaddafi said 3 months ago is true, that the main force, this is now in the Wall Street Journal and L.A. Times, that is running all this is al-Qaeda. And in fact, the al-Qaeda commander under CIA payroll admits that he killed U.S. soldiers or commanded groups in Iraq. So you're against people that killed U.S. soldiers, and so you're bad. Cynthia, I mean, what's wrong? Just join al-Qaeda, and the neocons are going to say you're great.
Well, that's exactly the point, because we remember what Robin Cook, the now deceased foreign minister of the United Kingdom, had to say about al-Qaeda. He just said it was the CIA's Rolodex. So it is.
And he died a week later. That killed him real fast.
And they got rid of him. Yeah, so I mean, you know, it's not the situation that the United States is allied with al-Qaeda is not unusual. What is unusual is that they actually admit it, because what they have been saying to the American people and to the world is that al-Qaeda is the bad guy, and that's who we've got to get. But I will never forget the op-ed that was written by Robin Cook. And so I advise everybody, I know you talk about this, and you know, you're one of the rare truth tellers, and so you will remember this, but the fact that we had someone of Robin Cook's stature and position to tell us the truth about exactly what al-Qaeda was is very important and something not to be forgotten.
I agree, and the word was he was going to come out and document that they'd murdered Dr. David Kelly. It's now coming out they murdered Diana. That's big news, and they couldn't allow him with that high level, you know, like number two or three in the British government. They killed him so fast it made everybody's head spin. Now, Congresswoman, this is so important. What is the mood of the Libyans under these love bombs that are killing so many, these humanitarian kinetic attacks? And the word of the attack helicopters coming, more weapons. I don't bring this up because you're black. It's in the news. We reported it over a month ago that Gaddafi's been allied with just a coalition, and the tribes he's with are not anti-black African, and it's admitted that they're lining up blacks and killing them in the areas held by al-Qaeda. What's the word on that, on the genocide against black Africans in Libya?
Well, here's another thing that is absolutely astounding, and that is this whole idea that black people shouldn't be in Africa, which is something that was promulgated by the American press. When I presume is that when they landed and they saw black people all over Libya, they were shocked. Well, the fact of the matter is that you've got a sizable chunk of black people in Libya, because you've got black people all over Africa. it's horrible, and it's insulting to the Libyans themselves. And so now they have their own citizens who are being killed, beheaded. In fact, I'm having the video of this, I think. There may be some footage of this on the internet already, but I am getting it uploaded now so that I can disseminate it through my own network of the family members of those Libyans who were lynched. They've gone to lynching and beheadings of the blacks, and this is being done by the NATO allies.
Because it's known that blacks, on average, are supportive of Gaddafi because he doesn't lynch them and chop their heads off.
Now, Alex, in Libya, guess what? People don't have to go through the insurance company in order to get to see their doctor. They have free
Libya. I don't even agree with socialism because it only works if you have a benevolent dictator, and I'm not saying he's that. But Gaddafi does take most of the money and actually use it. That you've been there many times. I've seen the video, the reports. It is a shining jewel of development, and they want that giant canal he's built, that huge airport they built for AFRICOM to launch attacks all over Africa. I mean, really, Libya is the beachhead to really take over Africa. Is that the word there?
That's right. And in addition to that, you have the European countries were trying to have some Mediterranean alliance. And what they proposed was that the African countries on the Mediterranean littoral be joined in a economic arrangement with all of Europe. And Gaddafi was the one who said, no, that's not fair. If it's all of Europe, then it ought to be all of Africa. And so he put a stop to that particular plan. And so that is in limbo now. But, of course, you know, nothing would be in limbo if you got those puppets, the NATO allies, in control and recognized as a legitimate government of Libya.
Cynthia, so incredible. Cynthia, incredible. What are the bombardments like? What are you witnessing? What is the feeling of the Libyan people that you've met with?
Well, I have had so many Libyans, you know, it's kind of obvious that I'm an American, and once I open my mouth. And so they asked me, why? Why are the Americans doing this? Because, you know, Gaddafi made many concessions and invited the American companies in. I mean, you know,
he made a deal. He gave up the weapons. He kissed their rump. I mean, he did everything.
That's right. And the American companies are here. They're here in full force. And even that wasn't good enough. Now, there's another thing that I'll be writing a little bit more about, and that's supposed to be the geological survey that the Libyan government had just to ascertain exactly what their resources were and the extent of whatever the mineral reserves were that they had. And it, apparently it came back that Libya had far more oil resources than they previously thought.
Yeah, the word is instead of 1 trillion, 5 trillion, the oil worth almost as much as all the rest of the oil that's been discovered in Africa from the numbers I've seen, and one of the biggest areas with deep aquifers of water. Now we've only got about 7-8 minutes left with Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, former Congresswoman. What are the best websites for people to read your reports of what's really happening in Libya and other key points that you'd like to add for the international media that is undoubtedly going to pick up on this interview today?
Well, I presume that people could go to my Facebook page or Twitter and they can get the dispatches that I send out. I'm in the process of preparing one now about how the Gaddafi family members were murdered. I went and visited that compound, and that is amazing. It's not even a compound. It's a house in a residential neighborhood. I mean,
and that's, you know, illegal too. I mean, they're bombing houses. They're trying to kill him and his family and then telling the public, oh, we're not doing that.
I know. It is just patent lies. Now, you asked about what it's like to be here. I mean, you know, it's like every time I'm in a hotel room and every time the air conditioner comes on, you know, I kind of jump because I know it's dark now and the bombardment's going to start. And so any kind of pop or, you know, I've only been through it, what, 3 or 4 nights now? And can you imagine what our soldiers go, you know, are like when they come back with post-traumatic stress syndrome, when they go through it night after night for month after month, for year after year. This is, and the effect on the children and on average ordinary civilians who are in no way you know, we don't even know what the NATO design is other than to kill Gaddafi and to take over the country.
And we know that the folks on the east, a lot of them, want to slaughter the folks on the west, old tribal differences, and I'm sure just like the UN has helped carry out massacres in Rwanda and other areas, they can't wait help out there. They're going to help folks with this humanitarian mass murder. Now, what do you make of the Russians coming out and saying this is not humanitarian? They're going to try to go to the UN and put a veto in. What do you expect to happen there? Pakistan now says the U.S. is getting ready to start a war with them. The Chinese are saying they're ready to go toe-to-toe. I mean, it looks like we're moving towards World War III, all with the left cover of Obama up there.
Well, of course, that's why he was put in office to start with, you know. So, yes, I'm not surprised that all of this would be happening under President Obama's watch. And then, of course, we still have the Cold Warriors, who believe that Russia and China are the ultimate and penultimate enemies of the United States. And so rather than seeing the world as a global community, they see the world as a collection of rivalries that need to be overcome. And so I, for one, if the Russians or the Chinese are ready to put an end to what is happening here in Libya, I would say thank you very much for helping bring some sanity back into
international policy. I would be against the Russians when they were taking over Eastern Europe, and I'm against that. I was for the Berlin Wall falling. I don't like any tyrants. We have become that. You don't see Russia and China blowing countries up everywhere.
No, and in fact, if you look at what the Chinese have done, I've seen the tangible results of what the Chinese have provided in terms of development assistance around the African continent.
Well, that's the word that AFRICOM's going in, and the Pentagon admits this, to block the Chinese developing Africa.
Yes, that's right. And the worst thing, of course, you know, from the whole idea about what's a threat, the threat only can be carried out if they're is the means by which to do so. And as long as you keep people poor and deprived, then they do not have the ability to challenge you, whether it's in areas of finance or is in education or science or whatever, then you can remain top dog.
Exactly. Shifting gears, because we're almost out of time. We're going to 1 minute break. If you can stay five, but I don't know yet. Congresswoman, what do you make? I know you're over in Libya, bravely under bombardment, so you probably don't know, but the media is trying to demonize you. How dare you go report what's happening? You know, how dare you go give another view on things? What do you make of the demonization of yourself for being over there?
Alex, you know what it's like. I mean, you know, I'm here with Washington Times, Los Angeles Times, and the Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, and the New York Times reporters. And the first thing that came out of their mouth to me was, "You're so courageous to be here." But, you know, they would never print it. And so at the end of the day, it goes with the territory of telling the truth.
That's right. Our job's easy. We just tell the truth. But few have the courage you have. Let me talk to you during this 1 minute break, see if you can stay. If not, this will be it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.